Pesachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav 5-6, and this is a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we talked about the process of the bringing of the blood of the Korban Pesach. It says, Shachat Yisrael, a Jew, meaning a non-Kohen, if he wants to, could do the Shechit on the Korban Pesach. We said before that there are four central blood services in the offering of a Korban. Shechit, the slaughtering, is the first of the four. After that is the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, the Holacha, the bringing of the blood, conveying it to the Mizbeach, and finally there's the Zrika, the application of the blood. Now, while the latter three must be done by a Kohen, the former, the first one, the Shechita, the slaughtering, could be done by a non-Kohen as well. And that's what we're saying over here, if he wants to. Shachat Yisrael, even a non-Kohen could do the Shechita, V'kibel HaKohen, but a Kohen will be the one who receives the blood. This is the blood as it spurts out of the neck, as it has to be, after the slaughtering of the goat or sheep, the Korban Pesach, and he will catch that blood in the bazich, in that kind of cup on the stick, holding it in his right hand, and then you'll have to, that's the Kabbalah. Now the Halacha is the conveying of that blood to the Mizbeach, and for that, they make this sort of like a semi-line, Nosa lechavero, v'chaver lechavero, they pass it hand to hand down the line from the guy who received the blood, down to the guy standing at the end by the Mizbeach, to offer the blood on the Mizbeach. As they pass, they'll pass it from right hand to right hand. And umekabel es hamaleh, in their right hands, they will each receive one from the next, going down the line. Umachazir es harekan, and they will return the emptied out bazich. And once the blood has been applied, there'll be now an empty cup on a stick, let's call it. That is, he passed back up to Kohanim again, and that will be done with the left hand. They'll pass them up the other direction. Again, because the Avoda, all these steps, the Avoda, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hola, Chazrika, must be done with the right hand, so the passing back will be done with the left hand, and the passing of the blood with the right hand. Now, as a side point, but a bit of an important technical one, simply conveying the blood down by hand movements alone would not be sufficient for Holacha. Holacha, which I'm translating here as conveying the blood, or bring the blood, actually, like the word holech, holicha, walking, it requires a movement of the feet as well. So they actually would do some kind of like, you know, one step in the direction towards the Mizbeach as they pass this blood on down. Kohen HaKarav Eitzel Mizbeach, the Kohen who is standing closest to the altar, meaning he's the end of the line. He, Zorko, Zrika Achas, Kneged HaYesod, he'll apply the blood with one application, literally opposite of the Yesod, the foundation. This is referring to the fact that the Mizbeach, of course, has four sides, it's a square, but only two of the sides, that is say the northern side and the western side, have this kind of platform jutting out from the lowest Amma, the bottom bit, the bottom step, called the Yesod. Okay, the Yesod basically just the northern and western sides, and then there's like one Amma that wraps around onto the eastern and southern sides. And the requirement is that when the blood is applied, it must be done above the Yesod. It can be anywhere, as long as it's on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, below what's called the Chut HaSikra, the red line that divides like the lower five Amos of the Mizbeach. It has to be applied over there, but in terms of location, in a place directly above the Yesod. Different Karbanos have different requirements in terms of how many applications there must be. There's the Chatas, which is sort of daubed on the top, on the Karanos, on the horns on the top of the Mizbeach, if you will. The Shlam and Ola, etc., require going on all four walls. That's like two splashes that are four, because they do it on the corners. But the Pesach, like the Maaser and the Bechor, require just a single application. So what happens is one splash of blood above the Yesod, below the Chut HaSikra is all you need, and that's what's happening over here in this Mishnah, as the Korban Pesach is offered, and that is the essential delivery of the blood and the essential step in the offering of the Korban Pesach.